Zakta Heilige Mishnah weiter, Mesechtes Ksubis, Perik Beis Mishnah Gimel. Ha'edim, we have Edim that are signed on a shtar. Now they come to Bezin to verify that indeed it's their signature. But what happened over here is as follows. Sha'amru, these Edim come to Bezin and they say, it's true Ksav Yadeinu Huzeh. Yes, this is our signature. We signed it. But we want to make this clear. We were forced to sign it. We didn't really see what happened in the shtar. It's not like, oh, sure, we know this is true. We'll sign it. We were forced to sign it. They threatened to kill us, and we had no choice. So let's explain as follows. A person who comes to Bezin takes out a shtar and says, Reuven owes me money, or Shimon sold me his field. We go to Reuven, we go to Shimon, and they say, what? That shtar is false. So this person is going to have to be Mekayim the shtar. In other words, he's going to have to show Bezdin that the signatures on the shtar are authentic. How does he do that? Well, either the Edom that signed on the shtar come to Bezdin and they testify, yes, this is our signature. Or other Edom come and they testify, yes, we recognize these Edom and we recognize this is their signature. And a third possibility is for Bezdin themselves to compare the chasima on this shtar with another shtar. And Bezdin will say, look, it's the same as the other signature. That's called to be Mekayim the shtar. So you have these three ways to do it. Again, either the Edom themselves come and say this is our signature, either other Edom recognize the signature, or Bezdin compares this document with other documents. Now, once Bezdin clarifies that the signatures are good signatures, so Bezdin writes underneath the shtar that this shtar was Niskayim. We know that it's real, and Bezin writes down their names. At this point, Reuven cannot say that the shtar is false. He has to pay the money. Shimon cannot say that he never sold the karka. He has to pay it. So these Edom come to Bezin, in the case of our Mishnah, and they say, yes, the signatures are authentic, but we were forced to do it. We were forced to sign it, and we don't necessarily know that the story is true. We don't know if Reuven really owes the money. We don't know if Shimon really sold it. Why did we sign? We had no choice. They said they're going to kill us if we don't sign. Now the Batanur says an interesting thing. When they say we were forced to sign, it means they were threatened with their lives. They were told, if you don't sign, we're going to kill you. But let's say the Edom say, look, you know why we signed? Because they said, if we're not going to sign, you're going to take away all our money. They're not believed. And for sure, if they're going to come and say, you know why we signed? We're telling you the truth. We're moida. We were bribed to sign it. But we never actually saw what happened. If that's what they say, we accept the shtar and we don't believe their story that they were actually lying. Now, the reason is as follows. You're not allowed to lie. The Torah says, Leisana b'riacha eid sheker, besides for the regular sort of lying. A person that comes and says, because of money, I lied, he's called a rasha. And therefore, he's puzzled. He's puzzled to say eidus. So if a person comes and says, oh, I signed it, but I lied, it was a lie. I don't know for a fact that Reuven owes money that Shimon sold the field. So what are you really telling us? You're really telling us you're a Russia and you're possible Adas. And we don't accept a person's statement that he's a Russia. There's a klal ein adam mesim atzmei Russia. If I come to Bezin and I say to Bezin, I'm a Russia, don't accept my Adas. We don't accept that he's a Russia. The reason is simple. Can I testify about myself? No, a person's considered a karev, a relative. Just like my relative can't testify for me, for sure I can't testify about myself. So I can't testify in Bezin that I'm a Russia. I can't testify about myself in Bezin for anything, whether it's good or bad. So if these Edom are going to come here and say, well, the signatures are authentic, but we lied because of money. You're not believed that they lied because of money. So we're going to say, look, you said the signatures are authentic. We don't accept that you're a Russia. So then the shtar goes as is. Reuven's going to have to pay the money. Shimon's going to have to give over the field. But, as the Batanura explains this, if the Edom come and they say, yes, this is our signatures, but they threaten to kill us, that's how we signed. They're not Rishayim. A person's not obligated to give up his life for signing sheker. It's not one of the three things. It's not gil yirai shvichas dam or avodah zarah. So when they say, yes, it's our signatures, but we signed falsely because they threatened our lives, it was mutter for them to sign falsely to save their lives. Now, it's also important to understand, once Beis Din is mekayim the shtar, once Beis Din says this is an authentic shtar, the Edom can't come along and say, by the way, we lied. It has to be at this stage where we're not sure that the shtar is authentic. The Edom come and they tell us this story. Yes, they are our signatures, but we signed because they threatened our lives. At this point, we believe them. The shtar is not good. So once again, let's hear our Mishnah. Again, the Sechtes Ksubas, Perik Beis, Mishnah Gimel. Edom Sha'amru, these Edom come to Beis Din to verify the shtar, to verify their signatures. And they say, well, Ksav Yedeinu Huzah, yes, it's our signatures. Aval Anusim Hayinu, but we were forced and we were threatened with our lives. Or let's say they come and they say, yes, these are our signatures, but Kitanim Hayinu, we were Kitanim, we were under Bar Mitzvah when we signed this. So of course the shtar is pasul. Or they say, yes, this is indeed our signature, but Psule Eidos Hayinu, we were Pasule Eidos. We were relatives to one of the people here. Maybe Ruvain, to maybe Shimon, to maybe the person that's claiming the money. In these cases, Hari Elun Emonim, they're believed. Now, normally, Edom are not believed when they say we were forced to sign. What do you mean? You signed, you signed. Normally, Edom are not believed when they say, well, we were apostle when we signed. Why are they believed over here? Like we explained. Until the shtar is verified, until the shtar is declared authentic by Beis Din, that means to be Mekayim the shtar, we don't really have a shtar. So these Edom, they're really creating the shtar now. They're giving their stamp of approval on the shtar by saying, yes, this is our signature. And right there and then, they're also telling us, but it's not a valid signature. Because either we were forced with our lives, we were katanim, we were pasul le'edus. This is a case of apesha usser, he apesha hitter. In other words, you're the one that's giving us the shtar, so you're the one that can say the shtar is not good. Therefore, ve'im yesh edim, if there are other edim that can testify shuk sav yadim, that this is their signatures, that can declare the signatures authentic, or we can compare this shtar to other shtaris that already have been established as authentic signatures in a different Beis Din, and we see that they're the same signatures. They're not believed to pass the shtar. Because then you're not the one that's creating the shtar. Like we explained, Beis Din has three ways to verify signatures. Either the people themselves come and say, this is our signature, either others come and recognize their signature, or we have another document that has already been declared authentic by a different Beis Din. And we say these are the same signatures. So if one of the other two options are available, and now the Edom come along and they say, well, this is our shtar. This is our signature. Yeah, but we were forced to sign. They threatened our lives. Or we were ketanim, we were pasul le'edus. We say, we don't believe you. And the answer is, no, you're not the ones that are telling us that this is a good signature, we would know it anyway. And therefore, you have no nemanis that the signatures are not good.